On the phone with us today, very honored, privileged to have David Phelps joining us as he gets ready for a big show at Antioch Christian Church here in Washington this Friday night. David, thank you so much for taking time to talk with us this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Dwayne. I'm glad to be with you, and we're looking forward to being there in Washington, Indiana.
Well, I tell you what, you have been a busy man. I'm talking to you now, just getting back after a cruise with the Gaither family. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, it was a week-long cruise in Alaska. Sang a whole lot of concerts during that week, but it was absolutely beautiful.
Now, is there any difference to singing on a cruise ship versus singing in the church auditorium?
Well, there's a lot more movement going on, that's sure.
And, of course.
it's a big ship, and it's like a big hotel on the water, and so we do the programs twice every day. It really is a great time.
Well, you've been traveling and you've been touring with the Gaither family for quite some time now, and what great company you keep there. They are truly legends in the field when it comes to Christian music.
Absolutely, and also proud Hoosiers as well. And it's going to be great to be up there in their area of the country. And I've always dreamed about singing with Bill and Gloria, and when I got the chance, it was just amazing, and I spent a lot of years learning from them.
Now, in this show in particular, it's got to be special for you, too, because you're singing with the family, which is quite an honor as well.
Oh, yes. My thing has always been about family, and my family's always been a part of what I do, from my music director to my sister often comes out and plays trumpet with us. My daughters sing with me, and so there's a lot of family elements always involved in what I do. And this is called it's a family band concert, and it's been a lot of fun to put these different programs together.
When you perform on the stage, I know there's so many great songs, and you've recorded so many great songs. Is there one in particular that you really love performing night in and night out?
Oh my goodness! Well, I love doing it's always fun to add new things, but going back and adding, picking up songs from the past, like End of the Beginning or No More Night, and because people have relate to those so well, those are always just a lot of fun to see people's responses when the song starts,
What about the traditional hymns? Is there one hymn that you remember growing up as a kid that you always loved to sing along to?
Yeah, I always loved I Surrender All, because I think for all of us, we, from time to time, we get to the place where whatever we're facing is bigger than what we are able to handle. We work so hard to try to handle it and try to get through it, and then we realize at some point in some situations that we can't do it alone. And so it's that moment that you just have to let go. And It's a great song to remind all of us of that.
And I just jumped in the studio here with Dwayne to talk to you and to meet you, and just a pleasure to talk to you. And just kind of on a personal note for me, and I lead worship at my church in Petersburg, Indiana, which is just down the road here from Washington. And you travel the country. I don't want to put you on the spot, but you travel the country, you see a lot of people. And I'm just in this day and age, and we all know what the culture is right now. What is the attitude spiritually across the country as you travel to different churches in different areas?
Well, I think it's one of I think that a lot of people that like myself that talk about faith on a daily basis, that kind of thing. I think it's caused us to be a little bit more focused. I think that we are going to see in the culture, I really do think that we're going to see a flip back to hope, because people have been without hope for so long, And when I started out this years and years ago, I remember doing interviews where people would say, what do you hope happens? And I would always say, I want to bring people hope. I want to tell them about the message of Jesus.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Dwayne, just talking to you about hymns there, what is also, you know, just really cool is that you've traveled with a band, and, you know, the Gaither songs are becoming traditional hymns, if they're not already.
Right. Many of them are.
They're in the hymn books.
They put on a great show. And David, again, we're very honored to have you come into Washington this Friday night. As I was telling you before we went on the air, Antioch Christian Church is an awesome venue. You're going to love it. You're going to love the auditorium. And I know tickets are going really well. Really well. We're going to have a packed house for you Friday night.
We welcome
you into Washington, Indiana. You're getting started. What time are you going to take the stage again Friday night?
I believe we start at 7 o'clock there on August 2nd. So we're going to have a great time. Forward to it.
Don't want to miss this one, guys. Again, David Phelps and family performing at Antioch Christian Church this Friday night. Our special guest on the phone. Again, David, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. Glad to have you on the show, and we look forward to having you here in Washington on Friday.
Well, thank you, Dwayne, and we'll be there soon.